Hello, everyone. This is The Daily Occupation. My name's Anika. Let's get started. For this episode, I'm going to focus on the Allen cognitive levels. I will admit that the Allen cognitive levels was an area that I personally did struggle with when studying with the exam. I had a hard time remembering the key components of each level, and so I really tried to study those hard. And that was out of a lot of the different levels that there are that we have to know for various diagnoses, the Allen cognitive levels just for some reason didn't stick with me. So I tried to create visuals and put them into tables so it was a little bit easier to look at and review. So hopefully this can be helpful for you as well, just going over the more important areas of each level. So then you're able to use your clinical reasoning when it comes to applying it to actual scenarios or questions on the exam. All right, let's get going. So level one, or automatic actions, this is going to include profoundly impaired cognition. Their attention's only going to last seconds, if that, and they're going to require total assist 24 hours. So this person may be comatose or unconscious, or they could just be very just coming out, having just very difficult time being able to even engage with their environment. So overall, treatment should look at sensory stimulation to try and arouse them to get them to be able to start engaging with their environment. So we have 1.0, which is withdrawing from noxious stimuli. As it would state, they are going to start responding to painful stimuli. 1.2 is they're responding to stimulation. 1.4 is they begin to locate the stimulation. 1.6, they're able to start rolling in bed. And 1.8, they can raise body parts, so against gravity. Okay, so level two is postural reactions. So they are still very severely impaired with their cognition. Their attention span increases a little for up to about 3 minutes. They require maximum assistance for 24 hours. They may begin to wander at this stage because some mobility does become present at about level 2.4. And treatment is normally multi-sensory activities to try and still engage that sensory system to kind of get them to further engage in their environment. So 2.0, they're overcoming gravity. They're able to start to sit up and move around a little bit. 2.2 is writing reactions. 2.4 is aimless walking, which is where that wandering starts to possibly occur. But then 2.6, they start to have a little bit more of directed walking. And then at 2.8, they're starting to be able to do some grabbing, which then leads into level three, or repetitive actions. They have severely impaired cognition. Their attention span now goes up to about 30 minutes. They require moderate assistance for simple and repetitive actions. So their actions are pretty unpredictable, and the patient may also perseverate on activities because of that kind of repetition that they're going through. So treatment for them would be providing them tactile cues, setting up tasks, and providing close supervision. So setting up of tasks, if you are going to hand someone a toothbrush with toothpaste on it, having those repetitive actions, they're going to kind of more start to just brush their teeth, but they may perseverate. You need to make sure that you have close supervision for them, and they may need some tactile cues to continue to have them engage in that task. So 3.0 is starting to grasp objects. 3.2 is distinguishing objects. 3.4 is sustaining actions on objects. 3.6 is noting the effects on the objects. And 3.8 is using all objects. So level three, think objects. They start to really focus on being able to use the objects in their environment. And by the end of the level three, they're starting to use all objects. I also want to note that if for the test for the Allen cognitive levels, the running stitch, if they're able to complete that, they are at level three. Okay, moving on to level 4, goal-directed actions. They have moderately impaired cognition. They can now withstand their attention for up to 1 hour. They require minimal assistance. There is no new independent learning and no generalization here. However, once they hit about level 4.4, they're able to live alone with assistance. Treatment for level 4 is usually visual cues, providing setup, and providing assistance to help with correcting mistakes or problem solve because they start to have a little bit more difficulty with that higher level thinking of problem solving. So being able to be there to provide assistance is always important. 4.0, they start with sequencing. 4.2, differentiating features between things. 4.4 is completing goals. 4.6 is personalizing. And 4.8 is rote learning. So here they're really going to start engaging in all their ADLs. So that would be a great thing to work on in therapy. Also, when it comes to the test, if a patient is able to complete the whip stitch, they're at level 4. Okay, level 5, exploratory. This is mildly impaired cognition. Their attention span lasts up to weeks now. They're at standby assistance for new activities. New learning is possible through trial and error. However, they're very impulsive and they have poor judgment. So we have to ensure safety at this level. I mean, we have to ensure safety at every level, but at this stage, they start to get more impulsive. They're able to live alone with weekly checks. And for treatment, really at this area, this stage, we're going to really start using memory and planning aids and to help them assist in their future planning because they have a little bit of a hard time looking into the future. So 5.0 is continuous neuromuscular adjustments. 5.2 is discriminating between parts of an activity. 5.4 is self-directed learning. 5.6 is considering social standards of context. And 5.8 is consulting with others. So for the test, if they're able to complete a Cordovian stitch, they are at level 5. Okay, last level, level 6, conceptual. There is no global cognitive impairment here. The patient is completely independent and they can anticipate their errors and they can plan actions. And so 6 doesn't have those sub-levels underneath. It's just 6.0 with planning without objects. All right, that was brief, but hopefully some of that information was a little bit helpful. I provide a PDF on my website with a table, and for each level, I included like a figure to kind of showcase some of the big areas of what is important to remember at that stage. So for level 1, I have a patient in a hospital bed because they are just able to maybe start rolling out a bed or raising body parts toward the later stages of level 1, but most of the time they're going to be in bed and not responding to the environment. At level 2, I have a person walking because this is when they'd be able to start moving against gravity and walk, but also may wander. Level 3, I have toothpaste and a toothbrush and a hairbrush because they're beginning to work on some of those basic ADL tasks. At level 4, I have a bunch of different little things in a picture that includes like a t-shirt, a clock, a pillow, shoes to just say, oh, we have to get dressed today. I have to make the bed. I have to make lunch. I have to brush my hair. So just more of a whole routine for level 4. Level 5, I have a notebook because memory aids are important at this level. And I also have a little picture of a mountain and a path because they're exploratory at this phase. And so maybe they're impulsive and they're going to go on a camping trip without planning anything. And that could be part of that exploratory part of level 5. And then level 6, I have a graduation cap and a picture of like a little home office because they are completely functioning and they are going to have no global cognitive impairments and they are graduated. Yay! They have gotten to the last level of uncognitive level to be able to not have any cognitive impairment anymore and would have no difficulty at work. All right. So that's about it. I hope this was helpful. Like I said, I have that PDF available. Be sure to go to thedailyoccupation.vicsite.com/podcast/resources. And don't forget to like my Facebook page and try and become a member so we can have meaningful discussions. All right. Thanks for listening. My name's Anika. This is The Daily Occupation. Thank you.